Where was I?
Said Hagrid, but at that moment Uncle Vernon, still ashen-faced but looking very angry, moved into the firelight.
He's not going, he said.
Hagrid grunted.
I'd like to see a great muggle like you stop him, he said.
A what? Said Harry, interested.
A muggle, said Hagrid. It's what we call non-magic folk like them, and it's your bad luck you grow up in a family of the biggest muggles I ever laid eyes on.
We swore when we took him in we'd put a stop to that rubbish, said Uncle Vernon. Swore we'd stamp it out of him, wizard indeed.
You knew, said Harry, you knew I'm a wizard?
Knew? Shrieked Aunt Petunia suddenly. Knew? Of course we knew. How could you not be? My dratted sister being what she was. Oh, she got a letter just like that and disappeared off to that school and came home every vacation with her pockets full of frog spawn, turning teacups into rats. I was the only one who saw her for what she was, a freak. But for my mother and father, oh no, it was Lily this and Lily that. They were proud of having a witch in the family.
She stopped to draw a deep breath and then went ranting on. It seemed she'd been wanting to say all this for years.
Then she met that Potter at school and they left and got married and had you. And of course I knew you'd be just the same, just as strange, just as abnormal. And then, if you please, she went and got herself blown up and we got landed with you.
Harry had gone very white. As soon as he found his voice, he said, blown up? You told me they died in a car crash.
Car crash?
Roared Hagrid, jumping up so angrily that the Dursleys scuttled back to their corner.
How could a car crash kill Lily and James Potter? It's an outrage, a scandal. Harry Potter not knowing his own story when every kid in our world knows his name.
But why? What happened? Harry asked urgently. The anger faded from Hagrid's face. He looked suddenly anxious.
I never expected this,
he said in a low, worried voice.
I had no idea. When Dumbledore told me there might be trouble getting hold of you, how much you didn't know. Oh, Harry, I don't know if I'm the right person to tell you, but someone's got to. You can't go off to Hogwarts not knowing.
He threw a dirty look at the Dursleys.
Well, it's best you know as much as I can tell you. Mind, I can't tell you everything. It's a great mystery, parts of it.
He sat down, stared into the fire for a few seconds, and then said,
It begins, I suppose, with a person called... But it's incredible you don't know his name. Everyone in our world knows.
Who?
Well, I don't like saying the name if I can help it. No one does.
Why not?
Gulping gargoyles, Harry. People are still scared. Oh, blimey, this is difficult. See, there was this wizard who went bad. As bad as you could go. Worse, worse than worse. His name was...
Hagrid gulped, but no words came out. Could you write it down? Harry suggested.
Nah, can't spell it. All right. Voldemort.